Hi everyone, welcome back to the RHS podcast.
My name is Chloe Bano.
I'm Grace McCoy.
And I'm Chloe Tomaszewski.
And we're your community-based podcast hosts. You've met our sports-based hosts. And yeah, we get involved with students who are making a difference in the school as well as staff. And we talk about clubs and activities around the school.
Yep. So now we are going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. So me personally, I am involved in student council. I'm the co-class president. I am in Sidekick, Side Leadership, which is the class that we film this in, and I am in Riverside Theater.
I'm also involved in Student Council, being also the other co-president of Class of 2024. I'm in Theater, which I do the art crew for that. I'm in NHS, so I'm the secretary, and I'm also in this class for Side, and I'm trying to think, I also play lacrosse, so.
And I'm involved in also varsity lacrosse. I'm the co-vice president of student council for the senior class. I'm in NHS, I'm in Riverside Theater. I'm trying to think what else. I do mock trial also, and yeah.
Let's get on with the video.
And this is Dr. Rutino.
I'm Dr. Rutino.
All right, so we're gonna start with a lightning round of questions, just super fast to warm you up.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your favorite cereal?
Chocolate Cheerios.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
What would be your superpower if you could have one?
Invisibility.
Are you a dog or cat person?
Oh, dog person all the way.
And then if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
So I would go to, if you've ever watched Below Deck, I would go to one of those remote islands and have my own yacht vacation. Yes. I would love that.
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
All right, now we're going to get into the good questions, okay? So tell us about your previous experiences before this.
So right before this, I worked at Shaker Heights High School, or Shaker Heights City School District. I worked in the central office. I was in charge of a lot of the things that people don't like about schools, to be honest with you. So you talk about state testing, you talk about state reporting, discipline, school discipline, that sort of thing, making sure we kind of did things correctly there. Prior to that, I was actually at Riverside. I was the Lamuth principal. Actually, my last group of students who I had just graduated last year, I was principal there.
That's very nice.
And I did that for 9 years. I was a campus principal here for a year down at John R., sat in Ms. Frimmel's office. And prior to that, I was an assistant principal for Crestwood, and I taught science and coached football and track in Nordonia.
Sweet.
Eons ago.
Okay, so why'd you choose Riverside High School?
I love Riverside. There's something about it. I love the kids here, the staff here, the community. It's homey. It was a great fit. Our values align. The work ethic is there. Just the excellence and the expectations of all that. And when the job opened, it was a no-brainer. And to come back to what I call home.
That's amazing. So when you were in school, when you were younger, did you ever like it? And if so, why or why not?
So. Funny, my parents are both teachers, so that's all I knew growing up. My mom was a teacher, elementary teacher, my dad was a college professor, but I didn't know anything different than education. Mm-hmm. And actually, I became a teacher because, and a biology teacher specifically, because I was sitting in a biology class and said, I can do better. So I went to do better. And I think I did that, and then I kind of moved on and continued on up the ranks, and now I'm where I am today.
Awesome. Nice. And then what were you involved in when you were in high school?
So in high school, I was involved in everything. I primarily played football. I ran track. I wrestled for a couple years. I was in the band for my freshman and sophomore year to get my arts credit. I'm not a real artist. Stick figures is where it kind of ends, so I had to get an arts credit somehow. I was involved in our leadership activities. FCA was at the time. I also skied. I was busy.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Okay, so can you explain to us what a superintendent does?
If you can explain it to me.
That's
so
why we're asking.
As my title and my role is, I am in charge of kind of everything that goes on in the school. So I kind of oversee all the policies of the Board of Education, make sure our students are learning. I make sure that everything that, you know, the expectations from the state are being followed. Mm-hmm. I also work closely with our principals to make sure that, you know, they're working with our teachers to make sure that high quality instruction is going on in the classrooms. I also do a lot of I'm in charge of all the really boring things, but then I also get to call snow days or, you know, it's too hot for the bus days or all of that, which is what really matters to all the students at Riverside, and even my own too. So they were really happy when they heard it.
All right. So do you have any major goals you want to accomplish this year?
Just for this year, our district has a strategic plan. You may have seen it. It's on our website. If you haven't, it's worth checking out. We have four pillars really to kind of work to strengthen some of those things. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the culture playbook. It's really kind of re-bringing that back and making sure that we integrate that in everything we do. You've also seen some things like teaching learning goals and kind of making the Riverside Way as a teaching framework to look at what class looks like. And these 90-minute blocks are long, they should look a specific way. But what does that look like? You know, are we working in small groups? Are we doing high-quality instruction with that? And I think the other one is really just to get involved in the community and make the community kind of know who I am. In this role and where I sit now, I work more with community members and more with the adults and not so much with the students, so I do appreciate this. But it is getting myself known with the adults and getting a group of people to kind of get some feedback along the way, too.
Well, so far we're doing great this year, so very good.
That's good.
And then we wanted to thank you for being here. We have a special bracelet that says recognizing our HS. So this is
great. Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the time. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you so much.
I'm Addie Shingleton.
And I'm Riley Baca.
Tell us about your side leadership team.
So we are the Broadmoor Group, and what we do is we work with our school's MD unit, which is our special ed kids. And so we also work with Broadmoor, which is a school for kids with developmental disabilities. And what we do is we go to Broadmoor, which is what we're doing on Friday. I don't know. It's what is the date? Is it September 22nd? This is when this is being filmed. So tomorrow at Friday, we are going to Broadmoor and we're going to do our walk, wheel, run race with the kids.
Can you tell me a little bit more of what you're going to do at the walk, wheel, run-a-thon?
Run-a-thon? Ooh. Okay, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have some of our side students get on a bus, and we're going to go to Broadmoor, and we're going to race with them. We're going to help them. We get paired up, and it's either somebody in a wheelchair or somebody with a walker or somebody who wants to run or be carried, because ages range from kindergarten to high schoolers. So you get paired up, and then you go in a loop and as many times as they want, and it's really rewarding.
What other plans do you guys have for this year?
So we have our huge, I think it's in Lake County, our MD unit dance. So it's on Valentine's Day. So everyone from different schools, so like, I want to say like Menor, Chardon, Perry, a bunch of schools like that, they all come to Riverside in our field house, and we have a Valentine's Day dance for them. So
that's awesome. Really fun.
Well, thank you for coming on and talking
Thanks
about
for
it.
Having us.
Yeah. Huge thank you to Dr. Rutino for coming in and interviewing with us today.
You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and any other podcast streaming devices at Recognizing RHS.
We release episodes twice a month, so make sure you tune in for the next one.
Thanks
for watching!